A new study suggests drinking harms women's brains faster than men's. And we're talking about alcoholic drinking. So joining us now is Dr. Yasmin Zakanyaz, who is one of the study authors. And Dr. Zakanyaz, thank you so much for your time. What made you want to look into this type of research?
Good morning, Melissa, and thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share some of the work with you today. So one of the major reasons we wanted to look into this work is because historically, when we think about, you know, people drinking alcohol, we think men consume more alcohol than women. And actually, in the United States recently, women have actually caught up or even surpassed men in some metrics. And so this is really alarming. There are really alarming patterns of drinking in women in the last decade. And this is causing serious health problems. So women are not only drinking more, they're drinking more frequently. There are more women who have alcohol use disorder, and there are more alcohol-related deaths in women, and this is increasing at a much faster rate than men.
I mean, so the obvious question, of course, is, you know, why? Why is that the case? Is it a matter of we're just seeing more excessive drinking happening for women in recent years, or what seems to be the reasoning behind this?
Yeah, this is a really question that's been puzzling a lot of us, is sort of why this is happening epidemiologically. And I think people are trying to figure out sort of what the causes of more drinking, whether it's just us sort of more noticing and becoming more aware of alcohol use disorder as a potential risk for women, whereas, you know, we sort of thought this was a man-focused disease. But also the sort of the downstream effects are problematic. So women are coming in with more, they're more likely to have sort of alcohol-related cancers and alcohol-related cardiovascular disease, liver cirrhosis, inflammation, and specifically the immune system, which is where we decided to focus, has been shown to be excessively vulnerable in women. And so if I can just talk briefly about what that system is. So, you know, the brain has an immune system just like the body does. And the goal is to just protect the brain. And so you can think of the brain as being comprised of cells called neurons. And these are sort of the residents that live and occupy the space of the brain. And so neurons are needed to communicate with one another and transmit signals that help us think, feel, remember. And we have microglia, which you can think of as kind of like the maintenance and the security guards for the residents of that building. Mm. And so they're sort of walking around the hallway, surveying the space. They're looking for damage and things that might need repairing that could be damaged neurons. And yeah, they have a cleaning crew. So they come in and pick up anything that shouldn't be there. And they're also looking for, you know, intruders, foreign bodies, things that shouldn't be there. And in this case, that's alcohol.
So I'm curious, again, we have Dr. Yasmin Zakanyaz here, and she's one of the study authors, also assistant professor of psychiatry at Yale School of Medicine. So could this lead to, undiagnosed, but missing signs, if you will, for early stages of Alzheimer's or dementia? I mean, when you talk about, like, I thought you mapped that out perfectly where I could understand what you're talking about and the impact, mm-hmm. certainly. But I mean, what are sort of, I guess, the down the road, what does that mean, I guess, for women?
Yeah, so if you think about, you know, this system being activated by alcohol, so a small amount will activate this sort of security guard system, and that then they might start to sort of investigate the scene, do some repair. But what happens with years and years of use is that these microglia or these cells that are sort of surveying, they give up and they say, hey, we're tired, we're exhausted, we're working overtime, we're burned out, and they give up. And so when they can't do some of that repairing and cleaning, that's what leads to neurodegeneration, which is exactly what you're talking about. That is cell death. It's neuron cell death. And that does lead to neurodegenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's disease, as you mentioned.
Wow. Okay. So, Doctor, I'm curious, you know, does the amount of drinking matter, or is it how frequently you drink, or is it a combination of both?
Yeah, I think this comes up a lot because people are trying to figure out sort of what's safe, what can I do? And the short answer is actually both. So both patterns of drinking pose health risks, but they may show up differently. So someone who drinks a lot in a short amount of time might see more immediate or severe effects like impaired cognition, slower reaction times, issues with sleep, liver damage. Whereas someone who drinks lower amounts, but drinks, let's say, every day, might see more of the long-term effects and suffer from chronic diseases like high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, and liver disease. So essentially, these health risks may develop in both individuals despite how they're drinking, but the timing and the onset might just be accelerated with more amounts of drinking.
Is there a way, Dr. Zakanyaz, that women can determine if they are already at risk from their alcohol consumption in the past? Obviously, they can kind of slow down or stop their, you know, their behavior now. But how do you know if the damage is already done? Like, are there signs or things people should look out for?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's important to know if you're sort of currently at risk. The damage and sort of like the brain is resilient, right? So the brain can recover. However, one of the ways to be able to see if currently you may be at risk for high drinking is to really just be honest and think about the number of alcoholic drinks you consume. So without judgment or shame, if you just count how many drinks you have in a day or in a week, and, you know, and a lot of people will count sort of how many times they fill up their cup, but that's not actually what we mean when we mean counting drinks. We mean counting what we call a standard drink, and that's sort of one measured shot of liquor, which most people don't do, right? They just pour one 12-ounce beer and one 5-ounce glass of wine. So these are sort of the general guidelines for drinking, and drinking in moderation has been set by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Department of Health and Human Services. And for women, this is considered less than one drink a day. That's considered drinking in moderation. And so if you can think about how much you're drinking and if you're, you know, meeting that, then that may very well be sort of a safer place to be.
Well, Dr. Yasmin Zakanyaz, I want to thank you so much for your work in this. And I will let people know we're going to link the full study to our website, voiceofct.com, if you want more information. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.